You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, and the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama is this station, and the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama is this one, Right Side Radio. Like the man said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So we spent the last little bit here on the show talking about election integrity, and in really in light of the fact that New York City has chosen to go down this god-awful path of saying that they're going to go ahead and allow non-citizens to vote in their elections. Over 800,000 potential non-citizens to vote in their elections. Some say it's a violation of their state constitution and, for that matter, the U.S. Constitution. But I wanted to bring on somebody who knows firsthand about what it means to establish election integrity. Alabama being the only state in the nation that received an A for election integrity from Concerned Women of America. And that's our Secretary of State, John Merrill. So let me bring him on now. Secretary of State John Merrill, how you doing, sir? Thanks for coming on Right Side Radio.
Great, Senator. Great to talk to you again, and always good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. And so first question out the gate, how was Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, my goodness. I will tell you, I don't really know what my expectations were, but whatever they were exceeded exponentially.
I saw the article, and I know we're on a sidebar here, but I saw the article, and you said that Trump actually watched the Iron Bowl, and y'all discussed that as well as everything else y'all discussed.
Absolutely, and the thing that was so unbelievable to me was he not only knew about the score, but he knew about specific plays, about specific coaching decisions that were made. He brought those up to me. We discussed them. It was really remarkable that he was as detailed in his presentation of the game and what occurred in the game as he was.
How about that? Well, I know y'all covered a topic that's near and dear to your heart, which is election integrity. And I made note, I think you may have heard me just a moment ago, I made note that I think it was Concerned Women of America, the only state that got an A on election integrity in the state is or in the nation is Alabama, and that's under your watch. So thank you for that.
Well, you're kind, Senator. I appreciate that. I will tell you, too, that yesterday the Heritage Foundation actually recognized us as being one of the top 10 states in the nation for election integrity. And if you actually viewed it closely and looked at everything that they ranked, we were ranked number one in the nation. And we're very excited about that, too, because of the kind of reputation that they have.
Well, absolutely. And you know, I mean, you and I have talked once before about this topic here on the show, especially in the wake of the elections last year, despite the fact that the whole world, or the whole liberal world at the very least, was saying we had to lower the barriers, we had to change the rules, we had to do mail-in, we had to do no ID, we had to do all these things. Alabama had some fairly strict guidelines in place, photo ID being required as one of them, and yet we still had record turnout during COVID for in-person voting, and that was a significant thing, in my opinion, that sort of refutes the arguments that we should weaken the standards across the board.
Absolutely, Senator, because what we saw in those states that had concerns, irregularities, inconsistencies, just general problems overall, we know that because of what happened in Alabama, it could have been done better in a more secure form. We saw states sacrificing integrity, accountability, and transparency for convenience, and you can never sacrifice any of those things for convenience, because when that happens, then you lose the integrity, the transparency, and the accountability, which is so important to the basic foundational principles of election administration.
Well, well said, and that leads me right to the point that caused me to get in touch with you and see if you could come on, and that's the fact that most recently New York City's leadership has decided to vote to allow non-citizens to vote in their localized elections, which, you know, when you vote for the mayor of New York, I mean, New York City is bigger than some states, and so you're talking about potentially upwards of 800,000, some say, non-citizens being granted the right to vote in elections that have pivotal consequences in terms of the region and really the nation. I mean, think about the fact that we had Giuliani, thank goodness, who was mayor of New York during 9/11, but now we've got de Blasio and look what's happening. And so when you elect a mayor of a city like that and you allow non-citizens to vote, give us your thoughts on that and where you see that going.
Well, you know, my thoughts were expressed 2 months ago when we wrote that we submitted statewide for people to start paying attention to issues just like this. And there were several liberal groups that responded saying that I was trying to incite violence and discrimination. And the thing that we need to understand, and Senator, I know you know this better than most, but we've made a concerted, intentional effort in Alabama to promote voter registration and photo ID delivery. And since January the 19th, 2015, which is 6 years, 10 months, and 27 days ago, we have registered 1,957,803 new voters in our state. And we now have 3,615,812 registered voters in our state as of today. With that being said, the thing that I know you always prefer me to talk about are the 1.35 million people that we've removed from the voter rolls since I became the secretary. And we removed those people because they moved away, they passed away, or they've been put away. But how that relates to what we're talking about today, we have one goal when it comes to making sure that people are participating in the process, and that is to ensure that each and every eligible U.S. citizen that's a resident of Alabama has been given the opportunity to become a registered voter and to obtain a photo ID. Now, New York is obviously saying anybody that can breathe the air that resides in that area should be able to vote. And that's the same kind of argument I hear when I hear these liberals say, look, we want every ballot to count. Well, Senator, I don't want every ballot to count. I want every legal ballot to count.
There you
because
go.
That's what the process is all about. And I don't want everybody to vote. I want every eligible U.S. citizen that's a resident of the state where they reside to be able to vote. Because this is the question that will be asked. Let's suppose this goes through and they allow these people to become registered voters. Even though it's against the law for people that are not U.S. citizens to vote in federal elections, who's going to be policing that in Queens? Who's going to be policing that in Manhattan? Who's going to be policing that in the Bronx? Nobody. And that's going to be a problem for everybody because then it's going to lessen the vote of the true citizens who are actually participating in the process.
Well, I completely agree, and when I look at this situation, it's you know, it's a gobsmacker when you consider the fact that they would go down this road in the first place. But let me ask you this: in your role as Secretary of State, I'm sure you interact with other Secretaries of State, not all of whom are going to be politically aligned the same as you. But my question to you is: have you heard of this moving in other states and locales besides New York City? Are you hearing that?
Yes, sir. Okay. Look, it's already in California, Senator, and that's part of the problem. It's a problem that we're seeing introduced in other states across the union who have liberal leadership who really don't care about whether or not the law is actually being followed.
Well, it's an amazing thing to watch, but I think it also waters down the very nature of citizenship. And if we give away every benefit that comes with being a citizen to those who are not citizens, then why would they ever want to become citizens? At the same time, can we count on them when we need them? Like if there was a call up for a draft, would they show up? Probably not. And you know, but yet we're going to give them every opportunity to have all the benefits that our citizens have in peacetime.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, and that's what it's all about. Citizenship has privileges that are associated with it, as it has benefits that are associated with it. And you and I both agree on this. We want anyone that wants to be a citizen of the United States to obtain citizenship. But there is a prescribed way to do that. And when you meet those standards, then you become a U.S. citizen if you were not fortunate enough to be born here. But unless you meet those standards, citizenship is not going to be granted to you, nor should it be.
Well, Mr. Secretary, I want to thank you for helping keep Alabama's voting integrity at the forefront. And I know it's been a priority of yours, and you and I have talked about it several times online and offline. But thank you for that, and I appreciate you being on the show today. Thanks for being on Right Side Radio.
Well, you're kind, and I look forward to visiting with you again soon.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. That was our Alabama Secretary of State, John Merrill, who has actually done an outstanding job with the question of election integrity being, one of his priorities. If you look at Alabama's elections, I don't care what they had done in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania. I don't care what they had in California. I mean, all of the fears and concerns of not being able to vote during COVID, in my opinion, take a look at Alabama and that wipes out those fears and concerns because we had record turnout at the polls during the pandemic with voter ID, and the ballots all got counted in good order and good time. You didn't see any of the shenanigans, none of the gerrymandering, nobody questioning where the ballots were kept. I mean, by and large, our elections went off without a hitch with record numbers. All right, folks, we're heading to a short break right now. We get back from that, I'm heading to number two on the Triple Dipper. Time to talk a little bit about some woke military. Yeah. I know my audience. I know I got a ton of veterans. I got the family of veterans. I got the defense contractors, and I got all the green suiters out at Redstone Arsenal and over in Anniston Army Depot. You guys care about this stuff. Well, I got some stuff to tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.